Joining us now is the head girls basketball coach at Fatima High School, Matt Baker. Coach, thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you about a proposal floating around online. You're trying to get Mission to maybe take a look at changing the basketball playoffs. And for our listeners who haven't seen the proposal, tell them a little bit about what you're trying to do.
Yeah, the proposal is it's kind of a modified version of the current district system where you would take 16 district champions like we do now and then add another 8 basically at large teams based on an RPI formula similar to that what other high school associations throughout the country use, which is kind of a formula based on your winning percentage and the teams and opponents that you play, their winning percentage as well.
Was there one event where you decided, hey, we've got to look at changing this, or is this something that's been building over time?
This has been something that's been building over time. It's kind of a product of our situation here in central Missouri with Class 3 basketball. I'm the girls' coach, but even on the boys' side, we've had some really tough districts with, like 2 years ago, on the girls' side in Class 3 District 9, we had what was called the District of Death, where we had 4 of the top 10 teams in the state in the district, and 5 seed that had 18 or 19 wins, and our 8 seed had 14 or 15 wins. So just a byproduct of the last couple of years.
Why this proposal and say maybe instead of a double elimination district tournament or widening the area where a district covers or other possible changes?
Honestly, I don't know what. I kind of put this up on Twitter last week to see what kind of response I would get from it, and it really went viral. I told another podcast interview I did this weekend, it's up over 10,000 clicks on Twitter and interactions, and I've done multiple interviews about it. So for whatever reason, it seems like this proposal really hit home with everybody, and it has drawn a lot of attention. And I don't know that I wouldn't get behind, and I think a lot of coaches would say the same thing. They would get behind any type of proposal that would kind of make some adjustments to the postseason process.
Well, I think it's certainly a reasonable proposal. It kind of gives 8 teams a second chance to get in, and looking at your proposal, it looks like it'd be 8 very good teams, given the example you gave.
Right, and there's another proposal on the table right now, put out by a couple superintendents, that where you would take, similar to football, where you would take your 2 top teams from every district. So essentially, if you make a district playoff championship game, then you would get in, and it would add 1 more round to the playoffs, and you would get an opportunity that way. And that's kind of where some of the interest in my proposal came from as well. They want to take that RPI portion, and once you get to your Elite 8, then reseed everybody based on their RPI, and that doesn't guarantee that you're going to get your 2 best teams necessarily in a championship game, but it does give you, more of an equal representation of your better teams in there as well. So, like I said, I think it's just more a desire to see a little bit of change come. It's not that I think our state championship product is great. I think Misha puts on a really good event. So to say it needs to change, I don't know that's 100% accurate. I think it's just about making it a little bit better, if you will.
You divide the state into 4 regions, but you're not necessarily taking the top 2 of each region. You're taking the top 8 statewide. So there may be a team or two that has to travel from one region to another, right?
Correct. That's kind of the – if I were to say there was one major issue with the proposal, it is when you start trying to – you know, the way the districts are set up, they're regionally set, so your travel time regionally isn't that bad. And it's been like that here for since 2000, whenever they realigned to 5 districts, or 5 classes. But if you were to be one of those 8 at-large teams, then you start trying to piece, each one of those 8 into a region, and it would be tough for central teams like ourselves or, say, a Southern Butte or, you know, anybody like that where you're right in the middle. You could go any direction. You could go northeast or northwest or southeast or southwest, and you could get a little bit of travel out of that. But, you know, that, like I said, I think that's the one kind of hiccup in the whole thing. But I believe if you were one of those eight, I think you would still want that shot at it, even if you had to make a two-hour drive somewhere to play.
Are you aware of any other states that are using an RPI-type system or you know, a second chance, an at-large system like this?
Yeah, Colorado actually has had the RPI playoff system for multiple years now. Washington has a similar system. Oregon has a modified system. Are the three that we kind of looked at and based the proposal off of. I know Michigan has had a big push for it as well. I have a phone interview tonight with the assistant athletic director of Michigan State. He has a system called flex seating where it's very similar to an RPI seating, but the gentleman there, he tries to move, you know, seeds around a little bit to where it's a seated playoff, but they take travel distance into account and they try to make it work that way. So, I think it's a national, you know, nationally it's catching some momentum, and it's really been interesting here to see the response to it.
Well, from what I've seen on Twitter and online, it looks like a lot of coaches are certainly responding favorably to what you've proposed.
Yeah, more positive than negative. I would say a lot more positive than negative. I tend to one right now, and you know, I understand both sides. I know that districts, you know, this system has been in place for a long time, and the teams, I think, in recent past who have lost, you know, in district rounds would say that's just the way it is, and if you want to get there, you got to beat somebody. And I don't necessarily disagree with them. I think we're, you know, the idea of a state tournament is try to get your best teams in there and give them that opportunity. And if you're cannibalizing your teams in a couple districts, I don't think you're giving yourself that shot. So that's kind of where it was born.
As long as I have you on the phone, overall, the state of high school basketball in the state, would you like to see more classes, fewer classes? Do we have the right number? Should we have eight teams from each class going to Springfield? Any other changes you'd like to see made?
I honestly think we're in a good spot. I really do. Talking to Misha, I don't know that we'll ever back the state championship weekend. Just because of logistics and everything like that. But I like where we're at. I know there's a proposal out there where they want to readjust classes for the girls because, at least in basketball, because there's more boys teams than girls. So in order to get the class right, you would have to go and reclass the girls, which move a lot of people around, quite honestly. I think this year there was about 50 less class 3 girls teams than boys. So it's not that I'm opposed to that, but I think what they have works pretty well, honestly.
I imagine a lot of schools that have boys and girls basketball, they want to go to the same site for both.
Yeah, and that's a big, you know, like I said, when I talk to Misha and I talk to, you know, administrators are the ones who have to sign off on any type of change. And when you start proposing different districts for your boys compared to your girls, you're going to get a lot of pushback. And I understand that, but my counter to that would be it doesn't really matter, at least in my opinion and from a lot of coaches I talk to, if I'm an administrator. You know, and say I got to drive to South Callaway for a girls' district, and for the boys, I got to drive to St. James. You know, they're not on the same nights, and if I got to be traveling anyhow, you know, does it really matter where I'm going if I'm going to be traveling anyhow? But I think that's a big factor. From what has been explained to me, that's one of the major factors when they look at things. So I think that's one of the big reasons you won't see a big change in the district system.
Well, certainly an interesting proposal. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know before I let you go?
No, sir. Like I said, if they have any questions or would like to see the proposal, they can find it on Twitter. My Twitter name is coach_MattBaker, and They can follow me or message me on there if they have any questions or suggestions. I really, like I keep telling everybody, I'm not sold on this being the end-all, be-all, even if it's just a portion or, you know, somebody else takes it and adds it into another proposal and turns it out into something that would make a little bit better product for everybody in the end, that I'm 100% on board. So any type of feedback, I'd love to have it.
Matt Baker, the girls' coach at Fathom, has been our guest. Thank you for your time today, sir.
Yep, thank you.
And we'll be back with more in a moment.